Welcome to another episode of Adding Up the Podcast. I'm your host, Serena Dot Ryan. This is episode 97, How is Your Money Understanding Setting You Up? I am not an accountant or a financial advisor. Everything I share is from my lived experience for me to be able to get out of debt and rewrite my financial future. It is raw and messy at times, much like the episodes in this podcast. I want to share more of the behind the scenes and the things that don't get talked about, I believe, enough. And that is the challenge of your mindset, your learned behaviours, and trying to break habits you've had potentially for decades. This episode is one where I've had to look at what was one of the key areas in my life that was keeping me in the situation I didn't want to be in. My money understanding. Before I get into this week's episode, I want to share my highlights of the week. My money understanding is so much more than one thing, and this episode is really important for me to go into the depth of what that is. Every single week when I share these highlights, they are ways in which I've been transforming my money understanding. And that's a valuable thing this week as I bring out the three things that I want to focus on that I've learned from. And that is my best saving, my best learning, and money bravery. This week's my best saving. Don't buy what you don't need. Sounds so incredibly simple. I'm a reform spender. My habit has been, if I go to a shop, I don't leave empty-handed. Great for the shop assistant, not so much for me, because that regular habit of feeling obligated or habitual to spend money kept me without money in my bank balance. To not buy what I don't need this week was really refreshing. I went into shops and I wanted to check things out and leave intentionally without spending money, because sometimes we need to know how much things cost and not automatically buy on the spot, because that will give us the opportunity to either find a better deal or to consider whether or not we need it. It reminds me of this rule I put in place of tomorrow. Tomorrow means that if I think I need something, wait 24 hours and see if I still do the next day. Now, obviously, there are some things that fall into a category of urgency, such as hunger and needing food. But even then, I have to consider consciously if I'm even eating the best food or the most satisfying food, or could I make a better choice based on not just my hunger, my budget, and my health, and being able to bring all of those things together and not just focus on one area. The immediacy and the impulse to purchase is strong, and I've realized it would not just affect me in one area. This week, not buying a dress that I saw, which I was quite excited because it was my favorite color. It's a $300 dress. And the reality is I've already got two dresses in that color. And that might sound, well, frivolous. Maybe I don't need the two dresses. Maybe I only need one. That's something else, probably another topic to discuss. But in this case, I thought I don't need to spend that money on that dress, because even though I thought it was a stunning dress, I've actually got some incredible ones in my wardrobe. And when I thought about it a bit more, I applied the tomorrow rule. I ended up wearing one of those two dresses the very next day, and I felt like I'd purchased it. It's almost like a mind trick, which was pretty cool. My best learning. Center for Women's Economic Safety. This is something I encountered through researching. At the moment, I'm curious and looking for more resources to bring and share a light on in this particular podcast. And I've discovered the Center for Women's Economic Safety. understanding that I can sit here and talk about dresses and be coming from a rather privileged position where I don't have to be looking at my safety immediately, but my economic safety is something that I have to be more conscious of, and that is directly linked to my financial literacy, and not just myself. This is actually me going beyond who I am. Like, I'm here to talk about my situation, my lived experience. Being able to look at things beyond myself is part of the next phase of this podcast. As I've mentioned in the last two episodes now, when we get to episode 100, I am going to make this evolution in this podcast for me to be interviewing people in the expertise of understanding money, and people who are studying and have got a lot of expertise, not just in financial advice, but the support networks around them. I encourage you to go and Google Center for Women's Economic Safety and learn more about it, particularly if you're a woman who is trying to understand better about how do you get sustainable, not just through how much money you've got and whether you can buy a dress or not, but how do you ensure that you're set up so that you have a choice to work, you have a roof over your head, and you are able to like eat what you want and do what you want within the safety of your community. There's many facets to it, and that was my learning this week, and it's really just the start of it, is trying to understand the greater impact I can make, but also shine a light on the resources available well beyond me that help not just me, but anyone who's struggling with money and their relationships with money, that will enable them to have safety and security in their own life and well-being. Money bravery. Always ask for alternatives. This was something brought to my attention this week. I had a client inquiry in my business, and they wanted to pay me in a different payment method and something that I hadn't really considered before. And they even wanted to consider the option of exchanging goods. And I was like, oh, they made products. And I was like, well, can we give you some goods for what you're giving us in exchange? It really got me on a path of going, one, do I want to do it that way? And two, why not? Now, I can give you the balance view of both sides. If it's something that I don't need or want, then it's not a value to me. But if I can see a way to use what they give me to gain what I want, essentially look at it as a form of barter, then I have the opportunity to set both parties up for success. Always assuming that money is the thing that someone wants and not considering other payment methods is really a limited view. The clearer you are on what you want means that you can have these creative conversations to see if there are other ways to get what you want instead of just the one way. And that was my money bravery this week. I have been inspired to then have that conversation multiple times to see if I can potentially get what I want as well in that way. Knowing that some things you just can't exchange, you do need a certain level of money and income to get what you want, and that's okay too. Now, this week's episode, money understanding, and is really related in speaking about my money bravery, starting to look at things differently. I started to see money as only one way to get what I wanted, and therefore spending money became my default method instead of looking for other ways to make my money go further. And money understanding means that we're missing out on opportunities. And where I'm at with this, it's an interesting point, because when we're not paying attention to the money we have and what we're using it for, we can find ourselves struggling. going on a journey to get better with my finances, I've discovered that more people are challenged with money understanding and money confidence than I realized. And being able to get better with it has helped me to do better. The simple act of me accounting for every single dollar of what I was spending my money on my groceries helped me to get better at finding savings. That one act back in 2018 now, when I first started really paying attention to my money, it gave me this understanding to go, oh, if I know where the dollar is going, as soon as that money's spent, then I can't use it on anything else. So what could be other things I could do, other ways I could make my money go further? Now, because I'm not a financial advisor, I'm not here to talk about financial investments or how to make money in that aspect. I'm here to talk about my lived experience and how budgeting I've done better with what I have. And transformationally for me, that has meant looking at things such as cash rewards. If you've found that before, you can go and register and get a cash rewards account. And the cash rewards account means that if you click on the link within the account to go and shop at places you would normally shop, and I think that's the important thing for me as well, as a reform spender, not just spending for the sake of it, you end up getting reimbursed a percentage of what you're spending into a bank account. Well, it's an account they have, and at times when you've put it to a certain balance, you can transfer that money out into your own bank account. I've had this account since 2019, and in that time, I've had over $150 come back my way. Over what I've spent, it's probably, I haven't done the exact numbers here, but it's only a few percent of actually what I've spent. So I wouldn't say it's huge amounts, but $150 I would otherwise not have got back in my pocket means I've got money back. And I think that's the important point, right? That and doing the practice of finding sales and finding ways to make my money go further by getting the same thing for less price means I'm better off. But then also looking to see what is it that I want that will give me what I want. And fundamentally, running and going walking regularly instead of joining the gym will still give me the outcome of fitness. Now, for me, it's also mental fitness. Being able to get out in the fresh air, for me, I find more invigorating than being in a gym. Therefore, I'm not spending the money on the gym membership to go and exercise. I had to be clear on what I wanted to achieve before I went out to go and do it. I think that's also the important thing as well. If I had a specific goal to build muscle and reduce fat and, you know, have a certain goal that was related to going to a gym, then I'd probably have a different priority on the money that I would be investing for the exchange of value of having the gym membership. Having this stronger awareness, it's reminding me of this simple way I have been looking at things. It's like my own filter. It's where I become aware. That's becoming aware of every single dollar and what I'm about to spend it on. Making a decision that's informed. One decision is not enough. I have to be dedicated to it and do it more than once. That repetition, that dedication makes a difference to help me transform from where I have been to go to where I want to go. The tricky part for me consistently, and I hope this helps you as well, has been the awareness. Not necessarily the decision or the dedication. Because if I am being more aware of where the money is going, as soon as I'm aware, do I want to spend it? Because once the money is gone, I can't use it on something else. The more aware I am of what I want in detail is the opportunity for me to make a better decision. So I wouldn't say I make always the best decisions, but I make better decisions the more aware I am. I have learned as well, if I don't make any decision, then I can't change the situation. So awareness by itself is not enough, and decisions by itself is not enough. And really the dedication to things is not enough either. It has to be all three for things to work smoothly. And know that if it's not quite right after you've made the decision, it actually brings more awareness. It becomes cyclical and we end up with more awareness, better decisions, and then better dedication. And keep going and keep reviewing and keep doing better. We've just come through January now and we're into the first week in February in 2023. And what I notice is that January for me, I've reflected on the previous year and I'm looking forward to the new year. Being able to be aware and spend a lot of time in that awareness and reviewing my decision making has helped me to tweak where I'm dedicating my time and energy to get better decisions and outcomes that I want. And that means the evolution of this podcast into having guests come in. I've got to a stage now with my money situation and my money story that I'm blown away by my progress. And that's great. And I know I've had feedback that this podcast has helped thousands of people now. We've actually had thousands of downloads and I say thank you, thank you, thank you. You've given me the reason to continue recording these episodes, even when I felt like I haven't wanted to. And that's being brutally honest because it is pretty raw and intense at times to share some of my vulnerability around my money relationship. I see now it goes beyond me. And this year, 2023 for me, is going beyond me and my ability to help within my community and within my client base and beyond on understanding money, advocacy, and opportunity to do better. Money understanding is something that should be living and breathing and continuous. And I'm also noticing, even as I've got better with my money, my dedication has to stay turned on and continuous, because I can also see how easily I can slip back. The next decision can actually set me back. And the good news is I can be aware of that if I'm continuously reviewing and going through ADD, awareness, decision, and dedication as a process continuous in a circling loop. It means that one decision won't define me. I can do better. And continuing to do better means that I'm evolving and allowing and wanting more people to be involved in my journey and my purpose to help people have better, healthy relationships with money. If you would like to be a guest on this podcast in 2023 as we evolve into this next chapter, please don't hesitate to fill out the form in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you, and till next week, know that every little decision you make gives you an opportunity to rewrite your financial future.